Nashville's Fisk University has joined a national effort to double the number of minorities in leadership positions at art museums. Right now, only 16% of those jobs are held by minorities. WPLN's Julieta Martinelli reports that the grant program aims to achieve diversity by going beyond simply showcasing more artists of color.
Art museums serve a broad purpose in their communities. They're often part library, historical records of a region or an artist's history, and part cultural centers. Yet nationwide, the number of visitors to art museums has been on a steady decline. Part of the reason it may be hard to attract people is because they feel museums don't represent them, says Jamal Sheets, curator of Fisk University's Carl Van Vechten Gallery.
I think there's a lot of people working to change the field. And I think it's important to do it if we want to see it continue. If we don't begin to reflect the communities that we serve, then we will become extinct.
Since Sheets joined the faculty 2 years ago, the historically black college has been finding ways to introduce more students to the world of fine art.
It just didn't happen overnight. The provost said we want to integrate the galleries into all academic disciplines. And so we focused on creating multidisciplinary programs. And with that, we found that our students, many of them had never been to an art museum.
While humanities students looked at the way people experienced museums, foreign language students led tours in Spanish and French. Science majors learned how a destroyed Roman sculpture could be pieced back together by tracing mineral deposits. In November, Fisk was chosen to receive part of a $6 million grant, which will fund programs at 20 art museums across the U.S. Some of the money is coming from the same family that operates the Crystal Bridges Museum in Arkansas, which in 2012 bought rights from Fisk to share its prized Alfred Stieglitz collection. Fisk will draw students from HBCUs around the country. The first year consists of online classes and hands-on workshops, which will include curatorial and conservation training. In the second year, students will complete a paid fellowship. Sheets says the grant's goal is to double the number of minorities in management positions like his by 2025.
It sucks when you go somewhere and you're with 200 professionals or 250 organizations and there's only 4 people of color there. It's exposure. If you can't see it, you know, you can't be it.
Sheets hopes that in the future, some of his students will become his colleagues. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julieta Martinelli.